Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The right fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the Washington Senators, General Crowder. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Werber. Batting second. The second baseman, Bucky Walters. Batting third. The left fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Judge. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gordon Rhodes. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gordon Rhodes. And now, play ball. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a fly ball into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cook. Quel reaches second base with a double. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crowder fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rhodes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crowder for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goslin hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0 for 1 in the game. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walters fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Werber fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walters strikes out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer misplays the ball. That's an error on Meyer. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Cook moves to second. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 0 for 1 in the game. Judge hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cook scores. Farrell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Goslin who is chasing the ball. McManus reaches third base with a triple. Farrell scores. Judge goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. QL hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. QL reaches second base with a double. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0-for-1 in the game. Bluge hits a fly ball into left field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. QL scores. It's 3-1, Red Sox. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0-for-1 in the game. Crowder bunts for a single. Sewell moves to second. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Walters fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Sewell moves to third. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-2 in the game. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judge scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gordon Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rhodes hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-2 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crowder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walters hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walters scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. Schult hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Walters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. QL hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cronin moves to third. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0-for-2 in the game. Bluge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cronin scores. QL moves to second. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Werber fields it and throws to third to get the runner. QL is safe. QL moves to third. Bluge moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Crowder hits a fly ball into left field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-for-2 in the game. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cook. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Cronin applying the tag. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Meyer strikes out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-3 in the game. Goslin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Walters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus juggles the ball. That's an error on McManus. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Maynish moves to second. Cliff Bolton pinch hits for Fred Schult. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walters fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sam Rice now playing center field. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Judge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Crowder, and towards Cronin, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluch fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bluge bunts towards the catcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. QL moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. QL moves to third. Bludge moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Dave Harris pinch hits for General Crowder. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris takes first base on ball four. QL scores. Bludge moves to third. Sewell moves to second. It's Senators, 3, Red Sox, 3. Bob Weiland now pitching. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 4 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walters fields it and throws to home to get Bludge. Sewell moves to third. Harris moves to second. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0 for 4 in the game. Goslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell scores. Harris scores. Meyer moves to third. It's 5-3, Senators. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mainisch is hit by the pitch. Goslin moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Cronin strikes out. 2 outs. Sam Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a pop-up towards short. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Russell now pitching. Smee Jolly pinch hits for Bob Weiland. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a fly ball into right field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 3 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Welch now pitching. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 4 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 doubles. QL is called out on strikes. One out. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bludge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bludge moves to second. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 5 in the game. Meyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Farrell hits a fly ball into right field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Judge hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.